I hope you're all keeping well and are sitting somewhere comfortable, ready to hear this February 2021 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Archant continue to support us in making this available for you to hear, but there are some changes ahead, and at the moment we're not sure when we'll be able to bring you the March edition. So for now, we have our readers, Kim Cleave, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey, who've recorded some interesting articles. As well as our regular features and contributors, we hear from a Norfolk woman who's seen the world's war zones, Hounds of Love, the creation of a unique piece of art, and a Norfolk hero of the Zulu War. First, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine, to start us off.
Like a long white ghost, he padded silently out from the back of his pen, paused to look at us with huge, doleful eyes, sat down at the front and pressed his bony frame against the wire so that we could slip a finger through the mesh and stroke his soft, pale fur. Jake was a greyhound, was strictly speaking a lurcher, a hair courser's dog cast out into the bleak fens by his unfeeling owners to fend for himself, presumably because he wasn't quick or lethal enough for their perverse sport. Fortunately for Jake, he found his way to the RSPCA, where we saw him. We weren't looking for another dog. We had Lottie, a three-legged Geordie hound, who had hopped into our lives when we lived up north, and who was doing the job of house dog very happily. But we lost her suddenly, almost 6 months after we'd first seen Jake. In our heartbreak, we went to the RSPCA to fill the dog-shaped void, and Jake was still there. When he was fetched from his pen, he came to us, leant his tall frame against my legs, and gave a small, dry lick to the back of my hand. It was all the persuasion we needed. When he came home with us, he took a little while to settle in. Not that he was badly behaved, simply that he had been shown very little kindness in his life, and he took his time learning to trust these humans. But he became a wonderful pet, the proverbial gentle giant who walked on his lead with the grace and elegance of his breed, spending much of the rest of the time curled up on his bed, or taking up most of the space on our settee, or occasionally seeking out a little affection. He loved chasing a football, and when we led him off the lead on the beach or at the dog park, he was astoundingly swift and as agile as a housefly, a joy to see. His ashes are under a tree in our front garden, a white beam in memory of his snowy colouring, and we still miss him. This month we're featuring these lovely dogs and some of the lovely stories from their owners. We know that these gorgeous hounds make delightful companions, so if you're thinking about a low-maintenance, loyal dog, forget pricey Labradors and Retrievers, Labradoodles, Cockapoos, adopt a greyhound and buy a second sofa.